Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven, manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past, blessed by the first and last. With the blind left, Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted. Inserted, enthralled. You read it, you heard it, reverted, verted, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock, raise the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost stubborn under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in front of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angle, I strangled this mic, untangled the cord. Wing my sword, star spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes, immortalized like Highlander. Move like seven spirits across seven seas, bringing seven plagues. I'm deadly, like incurable disease. Woman license, please, on dirty bitches. Burn their riches in a dog fight tonight if they live. Send them in stitches, my hand itches, grab a pen, begin writing, blotting glitches. Eighth wonder, thunder against witches, warlocks, and the priest of the beast. Eighth wonder, rip the scriptures, your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny, equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me. I rhyme warlocks, and the priest of the beast. Eighth wonder, rip the scriptures, your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny, equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me.
Let's begin with the proclamation. But there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Ha'eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minnethout. Today's discourse is titled Descendant of Power. I have three quotes for today's show, all three from the Book of Life. First quote comes from 10, verse 125, and it goes as follows. If therefore you want to not equal yourself to Amen, you cannot understand Amen. Quote 2, same book, verse 127, and it goes as follows. Increase yourself into an immeasurable greatness, leaping beyond every body and transcending all time. Become eternity, and you will understand Amen. If you believe in yourself that nothing is impossible, but account yourself immortal, and that you can understand all things, every art, every science, and the manner and customs of every living thing, end quote. Before I go to the third quote, that quote specifically reminds me of when I was speaking about the late Prince Rogers Nelson's song. The name of the song was One Song. It was one of his unreleased songs that I heard on one of Professor Griff's shows. Was it Enemy Minds? Believe that's the name of his show. And I know the show is about Prince's death and the events that was surrounding it. But the name of that particular song was called One Song. And when I heard the song, I had to turn off everything around me. And when I was listening to the lyrics, I say, wow, it's like he read the Natir Sesson, or he have knowledge of it in some way or form. And, you know, I was like, wow, he's singing a song about the book I read from every week when I come on this show. And that particular quote reminded me of that song. Increase yourself into an immeasurable greatness, leaping beyond everybody and transcending all time. Become eternity, and you will understand Amen. If you believe in yourself that nothing is impossible, but account yourself immortal, that you can understand all things, every art, every science, and the manner and custom of every living thing. Remember, he said in that song that I see myself in the waters, I see myself in the air, I see myself in the trees. And this is what the Natir Sessen teaches everyone, anyone that comes in contact with it. It teaches you that you have to see yourself, that you must see yourself in all things, and you will become these things, and then you will begin to understand Amen, because this is what Amen is. Amen is all things, the all in all things. Let me go to the third quote. Comes from book 5, verses 42 through 44. Excuse me. Goes as follows. For you are what I am. You are what I do. You are what I say. You are all things, and there is nothing else you are not. You are you, all that is made, and all that is not made. End quote. That verse is actually the afternoon prayer or proclamation or confirmation here in Indirazi. I use that quote particularly because I wanted, when I speak about Indirazi Amani, I am not speaking of something weak. I'm speaking of something very powerful. There is no weakness in this. There is no limit to this. When my brother first presented this to me, now he had said to me that is the answer to all the problems that black folks have in this world. And I remember saying, yeah, right, just send it over to me. And he emailed me the text of the Natir Sessen. And I remember when I opened up the first page and I read, there is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. I remember reading that, and my first reaction was, wow, I'm about to dive into something very powerful. And then it was later on that I remember, I should have marked the verse, but I'm going to just paraphrase it. When I was reading about Amen and said Amen is not jealous, because there's nothing equal to Amen, for Amen to be jealous of it. And Amen is always doing, always working. And I remember when I read that, I said, that's the first time I said, this is the book of life. And to me, that song that you just heard, Eighth Wonder, the third verse in that song, I say that the tree of good and evil is cut down to write the book of life. And later on in that verse, I say that I recite the book of life. Devils are not pardoned. I recite the book of life. And I won't go on in it, but I wrote that rhyme over 23, 25 years ago. I had no idea what the Book of Life was. I said in the I told you a prayer that I had many years ago when I was asking for the Book of Life. I had no idea what I was asking for. And when I read that Amen is not jealous, because there's nothing equal to Amen that it has to be jealous of anything. And when I read that and said, this is the Book of Life, and I remembered that prayer from so many years ago and said it was answered. And I said, thank you, Amen. Well, thank you, Creator, because I was just learning what Amen truly is. And as I go through the Book of Life, I keep getting reminded that I am a descendant of this. That Amen is the true power of the universe, and I am a descendant of Amen. And so days when I'm very distressful, or when I'm very uncertain, or when I'm very fearful about the things to come, I remember that I am a descendant of the power of this universe, so what do I have to fear? I'm a descendant of the power of this universe, so what do I have to doubt? There's nothing in this universe that I cannot do. There is nothing in this universe that I cannot be. You know, yesterday I had went to a real estate seminar. And I remember the presenter was saying, he was explaining the program. And then he said, can you see yourself not doing this? It's easy. There's nothing difficult about this. You just have to do it. Because I've been to a few real estate seminars within the last couple of years. And they talk about the life-changing events of doing real estate, you know, because a lot of people get into real estate because they're in the same position that I'm in, you know, struggling with finances, unsure of the future. You know, you see everybody around you struggling with finances and worrying, and it's just a bad feeling altogether. With me, to top it off, you know, I have my kidney problems. And so I can be filled with fear and doubt for, you know, just that alone. But when I come up with these feelings of fear and doubt, what comes back into me is that you're a descendant of the power of the universe. What do you have to fear? What do you have to doubt? Anything you want to do, you can do it. That's what I tell myself. You know, there are some days that I'm filled with stress and I'm filled with doubt because what I have to go through every day and what I'm seeing every day in my neighborhood. Now, lack of mind that so many people display. And I say to myself, what is happening? What's going on? You know, we are all human. We are all supposed to have mind, but I'm finding out that we all don't. And what I perceive, what I view as crazy, is simply humans operating without mind. It's crazy to me because I've always believed that we all have minds. But I read in the Book of Life when Sesson was speaking to Tahuti, and he said, be careful what you say, for I, the mind, is not with everyone. And that is so true. I'm beginning to see it now for myself. And I guess that's what the term being a Gnostic is, that you learn from experience, from what you see, from what you know. I know this whole week I've just been thinking about a lot of things my mom and my dad has been telling me. And I realize how much, every time they talk to me, I realize how much I am like both of them. And, it's a great pleasure to talk to my mom and dad. Sometimes it's the best part of my week is when I speak to either one of them. And I say to myself that my mom and my dad is an extension of Amen for me on the earth. That's why it said that honor your mother and father, for your days will be long on earth. To honor my mom and my dad, for me, is honoring my earthly Amen. For my mom and my dad, to me, is an extension of Amen on earth. And to say that is, I am their descendants. And the things that they have both been through was very encouraging to me. I see the endurance in both of them, and I have that endurance now because I am of them. And so, to be a descendant of my mom and dad, an extension of the Creator for me. For all our moms and our dads are supposed to be an extension of the Creator for all of us. That's why we are to honor our moms and dads. And I know that's hard for some of us, because some of us don't know our moms and dads. That's why I am grateful to our men that I was born to James and Elaine, and that they were always there for me, both of them. They was always there for me. And no, I'm not bragging or trying to make anyone feel bad, because I know a lot of us are not with our parents all the time. And some days I just think I'm in that I was born to my parents, that I came through them. And I say to the Creator that I understand why you allowed me to manifest through my mom and my dad. I'm starting to understand why. And that I'm very grateful for it. I wanted to put a quote that my wellness coach told me a few years ago about remembering everyone that you came from. Not just your parents per se, but everyone that touched them, that touched you. Remember these people because this is where you come from and this is what you represent. I remember her telling me that. I meant to put one of her quotes up into today's show. I was so much into the Book of Life, I was just journeying through the Book of Life to pull these quotes up, explaining that we are all descendants of the power of this universe. We are all as souls, descendants of the first soul. Now I know when we begin to talk about the Creator, that some of us like to call the Creator a man. Some of us like to call the Creator a woman. And when I hear that, I say, well, you're half right. Creator is not just a man. Creator is not just a woman. Because the male and female energies both make up the Creator of the universe. To have one and to be void of the other is incompleteness. We're not talking about the all then. We're not talking about amen. To celebrate one half and totally neglect the other is what the truly ignorant would do, because they do not understand amen. For if they did understand amen, they will know that the male and female energy both completes amen. And for amen to be void of one or the other, amen is no longer amen. If you can follow that. And so the greatest evil in this world is not to know amen. And this shows when men disrespect women, when women disrespect men. Both was equally evil. So to love one parent and hate the other parent, it's what leads us down the road of grievous torments, bitterness, hatefulness. Now, again, that's why I say that I think I'm in. I'm in for my mom and my dad, that I came through them. And again, I'm not bragging that I am the son of two great parents. I'm not bragging about that. But to have my parents, it gave me great insight on what amen is. You know, I've spoken to a few people that tell me they've never known both parents. And that's many of us in Black America. That's many of us here in Black America that we don't know our natural parents. don't know a natural parent. Excuse me for a moment. It's on the key ring. Sorry about that. Continuing on. So it's with great pleasure I do say that I am a descendant of power. I'm talking about my descendancy of the one from my men. You know, when I came into the knowledge of Amen, it's actually one of the greatest moments in my life to get to know Amen. Because when I began to know Amen, I started to learn about myself. I started to learn where I'm at and what I should be doing and what I should not be doing. And then all the fears, all the doubts, all the uncertainty begin to dissolve. They no longer had power over me. Because I begin to say to myself, I am a descendant of that power. And there is nothing here that can stop or destroy me from where I want to be. He had just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this show, if you're on the phone, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man. Hotep. For those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So that I see myself as a descendant of the ultimate power of this universe, and knowing that's where I'm from, I begin to know that there is nothing here that I cannot do. You know, I harm myself when I say I can't do this. When I harm myself, when I say I can't do that, when I say this is impossible, because there's no such thing as impossible when it comes to the matters of Amen. And that's you and I. There's no such thing as impossible. The word does not exist when you know that you are a descendant of the power of this universe. I know when I was engaged in other books of other religions, I really wasn't a practitioner of any other religion outside of Christianity. I studied other religions, but now, I was really a practitioner of Christianity. I remember when I was admitted into the hospital and the nurse was asking me for my religion for dietary purposes. And, you know, I said I didn't have none. I remember my grandmother being in the room. She said, "You're a Christian." And I said, "Oh, okay, Christian." Yeah. That's when I was probably around 18 years old, 18, 19 years old. when I was first admitted into the hospital. And that's when I started to come into knowledge of self. So I didn't call myself a Christian anymore. That time I know I was reading the King James Bible as well as translation of the Quran, and I was comparing them. And I remember reading in the Quran about books that I've never read in the Old and New Testament. I'm like, well, what are these books is it talking about? And, you know, come to find out it was talking about what I now know as the Apocrypha books, the books that were taken out of the, I guess, the Latin canon. And because that's what the King James Version is. It's an English translation of the Latin canon Bible. And these were the books that were left out. You know, the Apocrypha books were the books that were left out of that canon. Of course, because they was trying to hide something from you and I. That's why they, well, not from you and I, because they didn't expect you and I to ever read these books. But from the people they was controlling at that time. You know, there's a lot about this world that so many of us are clueless about. Because we just want to be so much a part of this world. I remember when I was reading in the New Testament, and Jesus said that you cannot be a part of this world. You need to separate from it. And when I read that, I was a little kid, so I really didn't understand it. But now I'm beginning to really embrace it, not being a part of this world. You can be in the world, but you don't have to be a part of it. You know, of course, one of the biggest things, I've said it on the show a few times about turning off the TV, because the TV, every channel, there's a program running to control you and I. And these programs are telling us to believe in this world. Now, the Book of Life tells me that the biggest illusions in this world are fame and fortune. Now, I can see fame being an illusion, but I couldn't understand fortune because I was like, you know, we need money. You know, how could it be an illusion? How can it be not real? And then I remember studying Eustace Mullins. And he has a book called something about the Federal Reserves. And once I begin to look into the Federal Reserve and how they create money out of nothing, then I begin to see why money is an illusion of this world. It is. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. Depend on it so much that we make it real. I know Eustace Mullins was saying that, you know, that's, you know, what happens when they print these green bills. And all it's saying is that when you go to the store and then you exchange the bill for goods, that the store is saying that I believe this is real. That's really all it is. And that's why it's so much of an illusion, because something that's not real, we give it life and we all believe in it. And if we stop believing in money, that the thing really doesn't exist, then the power of the illusion will fade away. But as long as we all believe in money, we will use it and unfortunately, some of us will do anything to get it so we can use it. And that's why it's an illusion, because it's not real. We make it real because we believe so much in this world and what they tell us. That's why when you begin to turn off media, when you begin to turn off media, you will stop believing in this world and its illusions. And how so many people, this world before the Creator, created all of this. You know, you have people that tell you money is real and the Creator is a figment of your imagination. You create the Creator. The Creator didn't create you. That, you know, that's what these Masonic atheist types, New World, New Agers, Age of Aquarius types I tell you right now. You create the Creator. The Creator didn't create you. And they all liars, frankly. For you to know that you are a descendant of the true power of this world, you're going to have to come out the world to see it. Because this world will lie to you and create the illusion that the true power of this universe does not even exist. You know, we just appeared out of a void. Everything around us just appeared out of a void. That's what the foolish will tell you. When one comes to speak of the true power of the universe and to bring you into the light, to let you know that you are a descendant of this power, the things of this world, while the illusionists, the sorcerers of this world, will start to attack you. They will start to come at you and say that you're breaking down all this stuff that we spent so much time, effort, and energy into this stuff, and here you are coming down, tearing it down. Who do you think you are? And I answer, I'm a descendant of the power of this universe. That's who I am. I speak for this power not because I was chosen to, because I want to. Because it gives me great joy to speak of the Father. This is why I'm here. This is who I am. This is what I do. So this discourse I'm delivering is from you to you. Because there is nothing that I am that you are not. I remember when I first started using the name Amon Ra, I remember my wife saying, you know, who do you think you are? You say Amen is the name of the Creator. Who do you think you are using the Creator's name as yours? I say, it's my Father's name. Why can I not use my Father's name? I am of my Father. I am what my Father is. Why can't I use my Father's name? And when I said that, it sent off a flare, or sent off a light bulb in my head and say, remember when your wellness coach say, remember who you are and where you come from? And I was like, wow, it's all coming. It's all coming to circle, 360. You know, when she told me that a few years ago, I didn't understand what she was talking about. But I didn't make a big deal about it. Say, you will. You'll understand it. Know who you are and keep following that path. You'll understand everything that you didn't understand yesterday. You will understand it today. So if you're out there now and you know, you're going through hard times, whether it's financially or emotionally, how you lose a loved one, they're threatening to take your house, you fighting with your family members, you may be fighting with your friends. Just remember that you are a descendant of power and that you can overcome whatever is causing you grief, whatever is causing you stress, whatever is worrying you. And I'm not giving you a message of hope. This is stronger than hope. When you're a descendant of the true power of this universe, you don't have to hope for anything. Be. And it is. Just be it and it shall be. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but this is what it means to be a descendant of power. That anything you are, you can imagine, you shall be it. That's why me and my wife was talking about our grandson, telling her how great